President Trump says he wants Russia and Ukraine to stop fighting in their current positions and start setting up a ceasefire. He made the comments Friday after a two-hour meeting in the Oval Office with Ukraine's President Zelensky, who told reporters that he agreed.
He's right. President is right that we have to stop where we are. This is important, to stop where we are and then to speak.
Getting there, however, remains a challenge, and Ukrainians say largely because of Russia. NPR's Ukraine correspondent Joanna Kakissis in Kyiv joins us. Joanna, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on the show, Scott.
How are Ukrainians reacting to President Trump's latest proposal to end the war?
Well, Scott, Ukrainians certainly want a ceasefire. They want an end to the war, which Russia started, and they certainly see that this is a war of attrition, and Russia is larger and has more resources. In Kyiv, we spoke with Vladislav Havrilov, who investigates Russian war crimes here, and here's how he put it. He's saying that the war is depleting Ukraine, that there are not enough people or resources or emotional bandwidth to keep fighting indefinitely. However, like many Ukrainians, he says that a ceasefire favoring Russia would only open Ukraine to future Russian attacks.
Now, as President Zelensky tried to convince the Trump administration that accommodating Russia is not going to lead to peace.
So, Scott, before I get into that, let me point out that Russia actually began its war on Ukraine back in 2014, seizing parts of the south and east. Now, Russia agreed to previous ceasefires during that stage of the war, but repeatedly violated the terms. And then in 2022, Russian forces tried to invade all of Ukraine. So Zelensky told reporters in Washington that to make a current ceasefire work, you need to strengthen Ukraine and force Russian President Vladimir Putin into concessions.